This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. All lanes of 6th Avenue are back open in central Denver. Police say about 100 drivers were involved in a pileup between Kalamath and Federal Boulevard this morning. Lee Duvall was one of the first tow truck drivers called to the scene.
Nobody knew what was going on. We came out here. It went from 10 cars to 20 cars to 100 cars plus. It was a sheet of ice. Almost busted my neck.
Cars that were inoperable because of the crash were towed to a nearby parking lot at Empower Field at Mile High. Some people were taken to the hospital. A new unit within the El Paso County Sheriff's Office will help respond to non-emergency calls. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman explains, it'll be staffed by uniformed civilians responding to calls for things like theft, abandoned vehicles, and traffic hazards.
The Community Service Specialist Unit, or CSS, is meant to handle calls that don't involve injury and aren't crimes in progress. The sheriff's office says this will allow deputies to do more community policing and ease the number of non-emergency calls they respond to. Right now, there are two officers in CSS. Both have more than 140 hours of training. They're also certified in crisis intervention. While they won't have the authority to arrest anyone, the CSS unit will carry pepper spray. The sheriff's office says it wants to add more members within the next year. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A new exhibit is pairing established artists with younger ones to create map-based pieces exploring identity. Platform in Denver will present collected perspectives, cartography, belonging, place, and identity tonight at 6 in the city's Rhino Arts District. Artists will collaborate on a map depicting their homes and neighborhoods as part of the monthly First Friday activities. This is CPR and KRCC.